Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
We should have done that. We had another person here. We get a hello, hello, hello.
Hello. As soon as we hung up, and as I was uploading the last episode, all I could do was sing that Rita Coolidge song. I couldn't do it while I was on with you guys.
We sang it together, and it was quite good.
Yeah. And it was going through my head until just now, and now it's gone again. Something about being on the air.
Close the window, come alive,
and it will be all right. No need to bother now. Let it out. Let it all begin. Okay, Bat, why don't you tell about Bruce's challenge?
Yeah.
I keep calling him by his real name. Sorry.
That's all right. You don't care. It's Captain A.
Yeah.
Mr. M, Captain A.
Bruce, they're all the same person.
He told us this while he was still here, and it's just been a madhouse, so don't get mad, Mr. M, and if you're going back to listen, you know, it's not too late for us to say it.
It's not. We've still got plenty of people.
He came up with a really great idea and a really nice thing to do, and it's a perfect way to help us and help somebody else.
That's right.
Mr. M gave us a nice donation, and he said that if anybody who has already pledged will pledge again, will give a second pledge, up to $50, he will match that amount and send it to the ASPCA, which is his favorite charity.
I think that's a great one. So anybody out there who's still listening, if you've
pledged
already...
I just think that's a great idea.
What if somebody hasn't pledged and they decide to pledge now? Do you think he would match it? You think he'd still match it?
I think he would. If you haven't pledged and you want to pledge and have that happen,
if you're looking for extra incentive,
Be the first one to say it. I'm taking up the challenge.
That's right.
It's open to either somebody pledging again,
or a brand new pledge.
Brand new pledge.
But maybe may still be people
out
there listening.
You just
who
have
haven't
to call.
Pledged. That's right. Just call it.
The first to call it gets it.
And it's good for American Cancer Society, and it's good for the ASPCA, and we're big on the ASPCA as well, because we hate cancer, but we love animals.
We love animals.
I know
only
that's a controversial position, everybody, but you know...
Don't love animals.
Yeah.
Hey, I know people who don't.
Nazis.
I know
don't
somebody
love
who hates dogs.
What?
Hates dogs, and they say it. I hate dogs.
Oh my goodness. At least pretend that you're just allergic to them, if you don't want to be confused
and
for a Nazi.
And otherwise, she's a very nice woman. She's very prissy, and she hates dogs. They're filthy, she says.
Oh, people like that bother me. Let's get back to shout-outs. We have a number.
A bunch just came in. Pouring in.
Starting with Lily's. She's just doing some catch-up here.
Same thing.
All right, get them. Get them while they're hot.
Oh, okay, I got it.
She's just doing some catch-up here. Here's a topic. What's Mike's secret blog about? Ooh.
I have, now I can't, you know, this is only my personal theory, but I think I'm probably pretty close. I think it's pictures of kitties and recipes.
That's good. I think that he is actually Nate Silver.
I don't know who Nate Silver is.
The guy who did all of the, what is the name of his blog? Is it 541.com or something like that? The guy who does all of the predictions. The guy who got...
Oh, yeah, well, I used to go to that every day.
Yeah. It's not 541. It's some
maybe
other...
he's actually Perez Hilton.
Oh, no, I don't think he's Perez Hilton. We could not be friends with him if he was. Our monitor left us a shout-out.
Yes,
she says, you guys are popular. Keep up the good work. We're nearly
into
the home
stretch. I'm glad.
Let me know if you need anything. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks.
You're kicking ass.
I found my terms. I'm okay.
Yeah, the only thing Bette really has needed in the last couple of hours is her terms, and she got them, so everything's cool here. Duke has posted a very long...
Well, let me tell you, I'm glad he answered that, because I couldn't have done it for a brand new... What if? A shiny new pony. Or penny.
Ponies are shiny.
Well, if they're wet, I don't know.
Yeah, I have to skip over this math stuff because that'll put me to sleep. Crystal says her favorite dog is Mr. Smith in The Awful Truth. She said the dog had grown as an actor since The Thin Man. Well, then he must have grown even more to bringing up Baby because it's the same dog, and that was the next year. Didn't you love him as George as well? George, 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 George. Stop it, Susan. You sound like an echo. We were going to watch that today, too. We had such plans. She asked if I had ever gone to CineCon. No, I had never seemed to be able to save up enough money. So, no. Also, never seemed to be able to, never seemed to be able to save up enough vacation time. I need a couple days off for that. Crystal also says her niece was thrilled.
Oh, hey, Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. She just played the portion of the Hucklebug where you answered her question.
Good idea.
Yeah, good.
That is exactly how I would suggest it.
Don't play the rest. Not for a 10-year-old. It's not for a 10-year-old's ears. Crizzer! Crizzer! She's back. She's still got the old laptop. She's got the high-speed internets. No microphone, so she will not be joining us via Skype.
Unless she can stick her head out the window and yell really loud.
Really loud. There might be a bit of a delay with that as well.
She would if she could, she said.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on. I think it's time for you to upgrade to a new laptop, if you don't mind my saying. She's had that, she's had that one for a very long time, that's all. But I guess if it still works for her, what's the diff, right? Oh. Kelly with a Y checks in as well.
Oh.
Kelly with a Y, and she's got her hair all cut, and the pictures are up at
and
Facebook.
And she loves it.
Yeah. How is it when it curls all back up, Cal? Can you tell how much it was cut off? Seems like you would be able to. She's left us lots of categories, life events. We'll come back to these a little bit later.
These are gonna hurt me. These are unanswerable questions.
I think we have more topics left than we have time slots. Mike has posted the final instrumentals quiz, which is going to be classical music. I don't know how well I'll do with that, unless it's all from Handel's Messiah, which I doubt.
Or the Hungarian Rhapsody.
There's not much instrumental in Handel's Messiah.
Or classical music used in cartoons.
Yes. Well, even those, I don't always know what they are. Hungarian Rhapsody is pretty much the only one. Latest score, by the way, is Bet 22, me 17. I'm hanging in there. I'm fighting. I'm still swinging.
You're fighting. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Kelly asks how your Cheetos are.
Good and crunchy.
They work. They were
and
pretty
I've still got some sitting here.
Good, good.
Mike.
Mike,
you sound sexy there, Mike.
Mike, you sound sexy.
And you haven't even seen his shock of black hair yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just think Jet Screamer. You got it.
Jet Screamer. That's right. We have one more, too, Crizzer. She says, I do indeed tease Marla about her poor Kazee skills every chance I get. Perhaps that
will... She's just that kind of girl.
Perhaps that will motivate Marla to become better at the Kazee.
She should take lessons.
Crizzer, I reckon you could teach her a thing or three about the Kazee. Give it a shot.
Right.
Should we do Mike's final instrumentals quiz?
Yeah, let's do his final instrumentals.
All
righty.
Let me click on that sucker. Open it up. Processing download request. Uh-oh, processing. Okay, click here to start download. Oh, shit. I know that. Well, I only know what that's from. So, all right, you ready?
No, it's not. It's percolating.
Yeah.
I gotta turn off the TV again. My TV's tired of being turned off and on.
Wah, 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 wah.
There's the interracial couple on the TV commercial. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Countess.
One, two, three. Shit, that's loud.
Okay, got that.
Oh, there you go. Nice. They all are from cartoons. I know that one.
Ta-da. Don't spit on the floor. Use the cuspidor.
No, wait, it's Toreador. Don't spit on the floor. Use a cuspidor. What do you think it's for?
Yeah.
Use a cuspidor. What do you think it's for? Okay. The first one is from the beef commercial.
Yeah, that's Hoedown, Aaron Copeland. I know that
one. Is it? Okay.
I played that one. It's harder than hell, man. Because that's Saber Dance.
Saber Dance, yes. Saber Dance. The next one is...
Was that Hello Meta, Hello
Fun?
Wait, I gotta keep... Wait, I was back to the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Catch up.
No, that's Hungarian Rhapsody. Hey!
That one is, yeah, but the one before that was Saber Dance.
Yeah.
Okay. Saber Dance, Hungarian Rhapsody.
Out of the way.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to catch up to me.
I started dancing like Steve Colbert in the classroom there.
Yeah. And then...
That's
Hungarian
Rhapsody. What is
Hello Meta, Hello Father? Hello Meta, Hello... I don't know. You know who else used to use that all the time was Ren and Stimpy. It's Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. That's all we know.
It's,
Do you know it? And the last one is Toreador from Carmen. Although Toreador has lyrics.
I don't think they're the ones we sang.
No, they're not the ones we sang, but it has actual lyrics in Italian and in English translations as well.
What is the original of...
It's Toreador Garda. Toreador Garda. Dum-dum-de-dum. I don't know how the rest
goes. Hang on, don't sing. Like,
sorry. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
I knew Fool's Paradise. I'll go for a half a point and say it's something by Strauss.
Is it Strauss?
I don't know.
Okay.
So gay as a Strauss waltz.
This is gay. It's not very waltzy.
No, it's not.
Oh well, there you go, Mike. Oh it shit! We got
does
a post.
It appear in Fantasia?
Maybe. We got a post.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Let us know, Mike. Bye, everybody. Back in a half hour.
Way out.
Laters.